From the GPB Newsroom, good Wednesday. I'm Ricky Bevington. It's unclear when state lawmakers will resume the 2020 legislative session, but the state budget will be their top priority. Rome Republican State Senator Chuck Hufstetler tells the Rome News Tribune revenue could be up to $4 billion short for the budget that starts July 1st. The Federal CARES Act gave Georgia about $3.5 billion, but that money can only be spent on emergency coronavirus spending, not on budget deficits. A bipartisan committee is tasked with determining when to recall lawmakers back to the state capitol. As the coronavirus continues to threaten Georgia, local elections officials are figuring out what to do if seemingly sick voters show up to the polls. As GPB's Stephen Fowler reports, so far there's no official guideline.
A GPB News Georgia News Lab survey of dozens of elections officials found no uniform rules for dealing with someone who might have COVID-19. Some counties are considering extra protective gear. Others are encouraging people to vote by mail. Gilda Daniels with a nonprofit civil rights group Advancement Project says turning people away by claiming they're sick is a bad idea that could disenfranchise voters.
We don't want them to use health as a reason to tell people that they can't cast a ballot because that could exclude people of color from the ballot box.
Both the state and CDC recommend social distancing and constant cleaning at the polls, but mention nothing about allowing potentially ill people to vote. For GPB News, I'm Stephen Fowler.
Georgia's short-term rental vacation rentals will be back in business on Friday after Governor Kemp's restrictions expire. GPB's Emily Jones has this story from Savannah.
On Tybee Island, vacation rental agents stopped taking new bookings before the city or state imposed restrictions. But now they're taking bookings for May and getting ready to reopen with added precautions. Amy Gaster is co-owner of Tybee Vacation Rentals and part of the Tybee Island Association of Rental Agents.
We are taking extra time to make sure that surfaces are properly disinfected, that our laundry is being laundered at our professional linen facility.
Gaster says they're staying flexible on changes and cancellations so guests can reschedule if they're worried about COVID-19. For GPB News, I'm Emily Jones in Savannah.
Two Georgia men have been hospitalized after drinking cleaning products to prevent a coronavirus infection. Georgia Poison Control Director Gaylord Lopez told the Atlanta Journal-Constitution the men in Atlanta had mental health issues. He said they are expected to recover after drinking the products over the weekend. Lopez says one man drank bleach, the other ingested a mixture of household cleaners, beer, medication, and mouthwash. Lopez said staffers didn't ask if the men were encouraged by President Donald Trump's musings last week about injecting disinfectants to fight the virus. A longtime Augusta civic leader and director of the Augusta Chronicle, Sissy Morris, has passed away. Morris died Tuesday after 62 years of marriage to Augusta Chronicle owner Billy Morris. A graveside service for Sissy Morris is planned for Friday. All Things Considered here on GPB is bringing you people's personal reflections on what the global pandemic means to them. This 92-year-old former Atlanta mayor says he is an optimist.
We've even tried to dance, except my lame leg gets in the way.
Former Atlanta Mayor Sam Massell sends us a thoughtful audio postcard from quarantine. Hear it online at gpbnews.org. I'm Ricky Bevington.